Watching film of the Lions and preparing to play that offense, is it different not seeing Calvin and preparing for that guy? What's it been like?
Well, you always didn't have to look very far, you know what I mean, to see Calvin show up. But, you know, they're a highly efficient, productive offense. You know, Stafford's been there for quite a while. He's doing an excellent job. He has, I think, a real good handle on their offense in terms of doing things at the line of scrimmage, getting them into the plays that they want to get into. And even without Calvin, they've got a number of weapons. You know, they spread you out. You know, they play a space game, and, you know, they've got excellent skill. You know, Riddick is a real threat, you know, out of the backfield. You know, he's a matchup guy that has excellent quickness, and they utilize him. All three of their receivers, you know, Golden Tate has been with them now for a while, and he's excellent with the ball in his hands, you know, after the catch. You know, his quickness, very strong. You know, you've got to do a great job of tackling him. You know, picking up Antoine Bolden, you know, we've always had a lot of respect for Antoine Bolden. This is a guy now that's he's a big physical player and very instinctive. And then, of course, you know, number 11, all right, that they picked up, who's off to a real good start, you know, can get vertical. So they have a lot of different tools. And, you know, Ebron, their number one pick, you know, as a tight end, is an excellent athlete, you know, and is a good vertical threat. And you know, they've been very productive, you know, in their first two games. So you got a veteran quarterback and you have a lot of skill around him. And, you know, their line, when you look at their line, they've got three number one picks, you know, in that line. So, you know, Decker now starting at left tackle. They're a good offensive football team.
No, it's only two games. It's a long, long way to go. But do you feel that you have the personnel going into the season and what you've done early to have maybe the best run defense you've had here in your time?
Well, my first year here, we set an all-time record in run defense. So, I mean, but obviously, you know, we feel like we've gotten off to a good start. You know, we put a lot of emphasis on it in the off season. You know, from week to week, things change. You know, your game plan changes in terms of, you know, you're playing a team this week that, you know, they're going to spread you out, and Stafford does a good job of trying to get them into runs when they think you're playing the pass, and vice versa. So, you know, every week's a little bit different. You know, we've had a number of different guys play the first two games, and that could be the case this week.
What do you think's been the key to a lot of tackles on the other side of the line of scrimmage?
I've liked our aggressiveness of the guys up front. I think they've been attacking. You know, it's not been sit and read. You know, they've been attacking, and it comes down to lining up and whipping your man a lot of times. You know, I think that we've done a good job in terms of not giving up vertical seams. You know, when you're playing against runners, a guy like Peterson, last thing you want him to do is to be able to get squared away and running downhill on you because of that big body, you know. So I think we've, done a nice job of keeping people going east and west and then having people in good leverage positions.
Getting those guys, the Guyons and Daniels, a little bit more freedom to take a shot upfield when they want?
Well, Mike's just an excellent player there in terms of his explosiveness. And he still has to be gap sound. But a veteran player, you know, I mean, if he's taking care of his responsibility, all right, then whatever you do after that's, you know, if it's above and beyond, then I'm all for it. You know, we tell him, I mean, if you're going to – we have certain things that if you're going to take chances, okay, then we say make the play. You know, if you don't make the play, you know, you'll be held accountable for, you know, your area. But as guys gain experience, they have the ability to do that. They know if a guy's reaching them and he overreaches them and they can come inside and make the play, you know, then do that.
I think it was Tom that wrote the story a couple of years ago about how you kind of felt about playing young guys earlier in your career. Was that always something? I know it comes with the territory here now. But how did you feel about that earlier in your career? About having to play guys who didn't really know your system yet and were really getting thrown in the deep end?
I think that part of it has changed tremendously over the years. You know, when I first came into the league, there weren't many young guys playing. And yet you've seen the league change to where now, you better get your young guys ready to play, and we do. And I will say this, that I think the last 2 or 3 years you've seen us get better as the season's going on, because we've played a lot of young guys early, and those players have gotten better. And I think you've seen it somewhat in the two games that we've played. You've seen a guy, you know, progress from week one to week two, and that's what you hope to see, because you want the arrow to be pointing up. And if you are young and you're asking a lot of young guys, and I mean, when you look at us, we've got a lot of young guys on defense, and so hopefully they learn more than a guy that, you know, a guy like Julius has pretty much seen it all, you know. So the key with Julius is, you know, keeping him performing and keeping him fresh. And the first game, you know, people ask about how many plays, you know, but he went in there against the Vikings, and I thought the plays that he had, he impacted the game.
The reason I ask is, so you've got Blake and Jake playing a ton for you inside, and you know, Jake played some last year. Blake's a rookie. He's got the headset we've talked about with you. Where's your comfort level with the two of them, and would that have made you a lot more nervous maybe in the old days versus now, where you've kind of adapted the way you have?
Yeah, it's like a lot of things, okay? In this league, you adapt, all right, to what's here and now. And, yes, probably, you know, 15 years ago, you know, it would have made you nervous, but I like where both those guys are. You know, I mean, they're both very conscientious. I think they both prepare well. You know, I think they learn, you know, from going out, and, you know, they're like all young guys. They're going to make some mistakes, but they normally don't end up repeating the same mistake because they've had a chance then to see it and work on it and go back to work. But they're both focused guys. So you feel like, you know, they're guys that can handle things from a game plan standpoint.
League has evolved to more young players playing big snaps early. How have you evolved to get them ready, things that maybe you do now that you didn't 15 years ago?
Well, you know, we spend a tremendous amount of meeting time, walk-through time, especially with the young guys. I mean, you know, that's a big part of Mike's philosophy, okay, in terms of, you know, we're going to have a number of young guys. We got a lot of rookies on this team. So, you know, our job as coaches is to do everything we can to try to develop them and put them in position where they have a chance to have success. You know, it does influence how much that you do. I would say over the years, you know, the ready list, okay, has really been cut down because of the, you know, the more young guys you have, all right, you want to make sure that you'd rather have them doing three things and doing them well than have six things and they aren't quite sure, you know, so they aren't playing as fast and being as productive.
Mind Spoon's question a while ago about the tackles for losses to the young guy stuff. Jake Ryan said today that he's made some unethical tackles, saying that he's kind of maybe left his gap to go make a play. How does a young guy like that, I mean, I can understand Mike Daniels has been around the block, but a guy like Jake who hasn't really proven it, how does he earn the freedom to go do that? It's obviously worked out for him.
Well, you know, you play with your football instincts. Some guys have good football instincts. I think most of your really good players do. And so, as long as they know their responsibility and they're accountable for their responsibility, because they know we're going to hold them accountable for that, then whatever they do above and beyond that, okay, then we're all for. You know, I mean, if your instincts tells you something, or, you know, the tendencies tells you this and that, most of the good players can gain a step or two because they've got a pretty good feel of what a team does out of this set or that set. And to me, that's what the really good players do. They gain an advantage over, you know, some of the other guys that really don't gain a step or two because they aren't sure, you know, of what their tendencies are.
Last two, please.
Kelvin was obviously really good, but are they maybe harder to defend now because it's not so much till the toward 81, but they got a whole bunch of guys?
Well, all you have to do is look at their stats in the first two games. I mean, this is an outstanding offense, and they're an explosive offense. You know, it starts right with Stafford, you know. I mean, he's off to a really good start, and you can't ever relax with this offense because you can play really, really well, and then all of a sudden, you know, in three or four plays, I mean, you look at their opener against the Colts, and they're sitting there with 37 seconds left and down by one, 35-34, and they go three plays in a row to set up a field goal to win the game. I mean, I think it was 19-9 and 22 or 23 yards, and next thing you know, they're sitting there kicking a field goal to win the game, and that's the kind of team that it is. And they were their game this last week against Tennessee. You know, now they had a little bit more time, you know, a little over a minute. But, you know, Tennessee got them in a second and or third and 19, and they get 29 yards on a play over the middle to Ebron, which he can stretch you vertically. And so they've got the ball now out at midfield, 45-yard line, first and 10, with plenty of time and timeouts left. And what they need is a field goal, just like they did the week before. And, you know, unfortunately for them, you know, Tennessee had a little pressure and Stafford threw an interception. So, but you can't ever relax against this offense.